Como News Time 10:04. Traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Jay Phillips.
In Seattle on a westbound I-90, there's a collision approaching the Mount Baker Tunnel, blocking two left lanes about a quarter mile back up. Approaching that scene in Tacoma, northbound I-5 near South 56th Street, a collision continues to block two right lanes. State Patrol is on the scene. And a backup to Seattle, northbound I-5 traffic is slowing from the West Seattle Bridge up to I-90 due to construction work blocking at two and three left lanes. Your next report coming up at 10:14, Jay Phillips, Como News.
Shannon O'Donnell has your Como forecast.
Hi, everybody. Monday night in Western Washington. Here comes the rain again overnight into our Tuesday and Wednesday. Rainy and warm both days with highs in the mid-50s. That once again puts a lot of pressure on our area rivers, especially those closer to the BC border. Finally drying out and cooling down as we slide into early December late this week. That'll help those river and flooding situations quite a bit, and they'll start to come back down for us. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Right now, 53 degrees in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News Time 10:05. Art Sanders and your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. The discovery of the COVID Omicron variant has many of us asking questions. Como's Ryan Harris tells us that for now, the common answer is we don't know yet.
What seems to be the biggest question is whether COVID vaccines will still protect us against Omicron. And the belief from Dr. Alex Greninger, virologist at the UW School of Medicine, is that they will at least offer some protection. Dr. Greninger says there's hope of some cross-protection, especially with boosters, because he says what they see so far in the Omicron mutations is a reduction in what he calls the neutralizing titer.
The best way to fight that in the short run is to drive your titers as high as possible. So even if you're dividing it by 8 or 10 fold, you're still within a level of protection. And so boosters are really what's up.
Greninger and others believe Omicron is already here, and they're confident tests will find it. So from the president down to our local experts, the message is don't panic. Just do what it takes to protect yourself with masks, distancing, hand washing, and vaccines. Ryan Harris, Como News.
So many pieces of the Omicron variant puzzle are a matter of time, whether it's when it'll arrive here or when we'll learn more about its behavior. Meanwhile, the CDC has changed the language from people eligible for COVID boosters may get them to they should get them. State Health Secretary Dr. Umair Shah says he'll continue to encourage people to get their boosters.
Really, we've been saying that for a couple weeks now, that this is really important. We know that waning immunity is going to occur, and we want to make sure that our vaccines are really as effective as possible.
Shah reminds us that we're still dealing with the downside of the Delta variant surge, so that's why they continue to press you to take all the protective measures we've used through the pandemic. Shah says we went from just a few Delta cases to the variant dominating the landscape. So it's possible Omicron could do the same, or that Delta could also outcompete Omicron. Congresswoman Kim Schreier has drawn a big-name challenger for next year's midterms. More from Como's Jeff Poggiola.
King County Councilman Reagan Dunn has announced his candidacy, and Republican strategist Randy Pepl says they couldn't have found a better candidate.
Reagan Dunn is a far better fit for the 8th District, both as it had been for the last 20 years, and as it looks like it's going to be for the next 10.
And Democratic strategist Kathy Allen says Dunn has a distinct advantage.
Reagan has a formidable capacity just to use that name of his, and where most people have to actually work for 3 months to be able to get name recognition.
However, the final lines of the 8th Congressional District have yet to be drawn, so the exact makeup of the voters is unclear. Jeff Poggiola, Como News.
It was a violent holiday weekend in West Kent with the 3 shootings in 4 days. They all occurred on Pacific Highway South and Kent Des Moines Road, leaving one man dead and 3 others injured. Now the mayor of Kent is calling for action from King County leaders. Como's Carlene Johnson reports.
There were 2 men shot Wednesday near the bus stop at Pack Highway and State Route 516, then another shooting fatal in the same area Friday.
It was the father of one of the victims from a previous shooting in that same location.
Kent Mayor Dana Ralph says she couldn't believe it to find out there was yet another shooting Saturday night during a vigil for Friday's victim. On Sunday, she reached out to King County Executive Dow Constantine, urging him to help them get a handle on a crisis they have all seen coming.
This is a criminal justice system failure, meaning my police officers can only do so much. The next piece is the prosecutor's office, the judges holding people accountable, and then our detention system.
So far, no word of arrests in the shootings, nor in the double shooting at South Center Wednesday or the Tacoma Mall shooting Friday. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
Localized flooding from the latest in a series of rainstorms doesn't appear to be as severe as earlier in the month. People in Sumas and Everson were under voluntary evacuation Saturday night, and by 10 last night, Everson Mayor John Perry said the water levels on a main road through town were slowly receding and the Nooksack River levels were dropping. More rain is forecast for tomorrow, but forecasters say the rainfall totals should be less than previous storms, with up to 2 inches expected in the lowlands, up to 4 inches in the Olympic and Cascade Mountains. Como News Time 10:10. And from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, Monday Night Football, Washington beat the Seahawks 17-15. And the Kraken win, they take Buffalo 7-4. It's Cyber Monday, and Como's Bill Schwartz's Major League Baseball teams are in a spending frenzy.
In just 24 hours, the Texas Rangers have shelled out a lot of dead presidents like they're printing them. Reports say free agent contracts for middle infielders Marcus Semien and Corey Seager will total more than $500 million. You heard right, with a B. Numerous sources indicate the Seattle Mariners are close to landing free agent southpaw pitcher Robbie Ray. 5 years, $115 million. Ray hit rock bottom with the Arizona Diamondbacks because of injuries and control troubles, but dedicated himself to the gym after a trade to Toronto.
You know, we put the kids down for bed, and I'm getting back in the gym, and she's like, wait, we have a Netflix show we have to watch together. But you know, for me, it was worth the sacrifice.
It did pay off, as Robbie Ray led the American League in strikeouts and won the Cy Young Award. The University of Washington with a Tuesday morning press conference introducing new Huskies football coach Kalen DeBoer. For the past 2 years, he was head man at Fresno State, and this season took the Bulldogs to a 9-3 record and a bowl game. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz, Como News.